Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I'm very happy to sit with you in meditation. We're going to start soon. We're going to sit for 10 minutes. So please get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor, with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair. And if you sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as we get started, I want to continue a little bit the discussion we've been having over the last few weeks about what it means to be a spiritual warrior, because this is a time when spiritual warriors are required. It's a time of fear, unrest, uncertainty. Doesn't mean spiritual warriors don't feel those things, as far as I can imagine. But we each have an opportunity now to strengthen our warriorship. A few weeks ago, we talked about the primary qualification for being a spiritual warrior, which is having a broken heart. So I'm pretty sure we all qualify because of the tenderness and vulnerability and honesty that comes with that. We also talked about the quality of sad joy or happy sad. That is kind of the ideal mind state for the warrior, at once happy, delighted, taking joy in what there is to take joy from, and sad, not depressed, but like aware of the ephemerality, if that's a word, aware of the impermanence, aware of the poignancy. At the same time, and these happy, sad is feelings are inseparable. Now I'm going to be happy. Now I'm going to be sad. Actually, I'm both, because both are warranted. So to further that conversation, I want to share with you briefly a conversation I was having with someone just earlier today who was wondering about how to deal with the, and this is in the United States, although I'm sure it's happening elsewhere, the increased negativity, for lack of a better word, aggression and rancor that are just apparent everywhere. There's so much unrest and so much rancor. How is a person supposed to deal with that? That's a good question. So two things, I think, fall under the warrior's rubric, if that's the right word. The first is to recognize that you don't know, actually. You don't know. There is increased aggression and rancor and so on, but I don't actually know how it's going to turn out. Because why? I don't know. In addition, you could note, I have noted, that yeah, that's true, but this is also true. There's increased hope and connection between people who want to see a return of sanity to our world. There's increased activation, increased conversation, increased possibility. That's also true. It's very tempting to think it's all horrible and it's not going to work out. There's actually something weirdly restful about that for some of us in some moments. I know what's going to happen. It's going to suck. Okay, what's for dinner? Or I figured it out. So at least that's short-term, a little less uncomfortable than not knowing. Conversely, you could say, I know it's going to be okay. I see people coming together. This is an opportunity for us to right egregious wrongs of systemic racism, of environmental neglect, of criminality in the ranks of our government. Yeah, I hope so. Sure, these things must happen. We all have to work super hard. How will it turn out? We don't know. We don't know. So somewhere between, I don't know if everything's going to be horrible and I don't know if everything's going to be okay, sits the warrior. I don't know is actually a profound state of mind and a gesture, an expression of bravery. it takes a brave person to say, I don't know. Because we want to hide, understandably, I want to hide all the time, behind knowing that it's going to be horrible or knowing that it's probably going to be okay. It's really worth thinking about, is it going to be horrible or is it going to be okay? And it's really worth working at not horrible and please, yes, okay. It's crucial. It's more than worth it. But to shut your heart or to stop paying attention or to think you get it would be a mistake, because it is a mistake. You don't know. And it will take you out of the warrior's seat, which is the seat of paying attention to this moment and this moment and this moment. So rather than knowing, and there's a lot of people expressing a lot of knowing right now, instead of no-splaining, the warrior embraces the mind of curiosity. Curiosity is an extraordinary superpower and is itself an expression of bravery. It takes much more courage to be curious than it does to conclude. So curious about this moment, curious about you, curious about this event, curious about how, why I feel what I feel right now. The mind of inquiry is a mind that is open. The mind that knows is a mind that has closed. So the warrior's mind is open. And what is more important than open-mindedness? Very little. So how do we come by this capacity to be curious, to investigate, to take an interest in this moment? And this moment, we're fixing to do it right now. It's called the practice of meditation. Mindfulness, awareness, shamatha vipassana, meditation. We are actually practicing taking an interest, practicing noticing this moment, letting go when it's gone, and coming back and coming back and not knowing and being interested and resting with our experience as it is. We're sharpening. This is not a dulling of our minds or a withdrawal from the world. Quite the opposite. It is honing our capacity to pay attention and recommitting in every moment, with every breath, to being here. And it is only from right here that we can actually be helpful. Not in the past, not in the future, only right now. All that said, we're just sitting here doing nothing. So no big deal. So let's sit together, my fellow warriors. Begin your practice by sitting up straight. Because you're a warrior. Like you're taking your seat on a throne, right in the middle of your life, with a sense of certainty and stability and worth. This is my seat. This is my world. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. Let the belly relax. Let the shoulders relax and soften down the back. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. The mouth is closed because you don't have to talk. Warrior is comfortable in silence, as a natural state. The breath is natural in and out through the nose, You are already breathing. Just continue, please. The eyes are open and the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, somewhere that feels comfortable given the distance of your screen, up to 6 feet or 2 meters. And we sit with our eyes open because a warrior is practicing being awake right here. And it's much easier to be awake and see that you are right here. When the eyes are open, or the ears are open, if you happen to be visually impaired. You're still a warrior, obviously. Let the attention rest on the breath, which means feel the body breathe. Feel the inhale and the exhale. We're not observing, we're feeling. The mind will continue to make thoughts. That's what it does. It's not a problem. It's not a plus. It's not a minus. It just happens. Most of your thoughts will come and go. They won't really distract you from your breath too much, maybe for a millisecond. That's fine. You don't have to do anything about those thoughts. Only if you notice that you become so absorbed in a line of thought that you have lost focus on your breath completely. Interesting. Notice that. Label it thinking, because that's what it is, different than meditating. Let go. And gently bring your attention back to this breath, feeling the inhale and the exhale. So this is our practice, and we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. It's very important. Thank you for practicing with me. I feel it. And thank you for practicing together as part of this wonderful community in the Open Heart Project. And I'll see you next week.